You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
就是有一年呢，我跟于师母在这两个小家伙回台湾，那时候还很小。
And one year,
我想他们第一次回台湾，
那也是一个very young, very good time to go back to Taiwan。
那正好华航呢有一个特别的 promotion, 一个优待活动，一家加50块钱，他让你飞到新加坡住两天。我那天吃的时候才发现，没这么好吃。
What a eat, man! That was good.
哦，真的很好吃。
Really good.
我现在想到我就想吃了。
Right, you can call it. I want to eat.
哦，我后来才知道不能带到旅馆，我就知道这个。
And I realized, you really can't take that food to the hotel room.
这个没得比呀，太好吃了。你如果从来没吃过，我怎么跟你讲这个东西？你不知道味道，你怎么想吃？对不对？
因为我一直到的味道是 how I want to
try， 这是主观的东西。
This is something very subjective，
很难形容。
It's very hard to describe。
你怎么去形容榴莲好吃呢
？How you describe someone？
这个是 OK。怎么去形容它呢
？How you describe it？
就跟你怎么去形容臭豆腐这么好吃是一样的，很难形容。
It is even hard to describe how stinky tofu is so good。
说臭，它真的臭。说香，它真的香。啊，对没有经历、没有认识的人，是避之唯恐不及。但是对尝过的人都知道。你知道我的哥们他们已经有默契到一个地步，吃到这吃到一半了，连看一眼就忘了厕所的地
方。
所以当我们现在要讲一个很重要的词语来的是在基督里
面，
原来我说他绝对绝对不是我刚刚讲的这些例子可以
好，
那是一个太荣耀的一个境界。
Glorious realm。
可是当我们自己如果没有自己去过，或是我们偶尔去经历一下，或是我们很浅的经历一点，或
者 shallow way of experience，
同时的情绪，当我们需要主帮助了，
是 we need the Lord to help us。
当我们这次讲住在基督里的时候
，talk about abiding in
Christ，abiding in Christ 这里有三个字
，three words。
请问这三个字哪一个字是什么
？What's the most important word？
Abide. Christ. I think
Christ is the most important word. Is it?
I think abide is the most
important
word. I think abide is the
most important word. Of course, Christ.
You mean Christ is the abide?
No, Christ was the point of abide.
没有开始的话，你印什么？你印什么？你
那个汗水。What are you? What are you? In? You're in the
spirit. What's the question?
Of course, Christ.
Of course, you're in there. 有基督就有一切，没基督啥都没有的。
This is your question. Everything. This is your question.
好，这没基督最重要的就是。
Now, why are you asking?
感谢主啊，这是你的第一个祈祷。
Your biggest.
弟兄姊妹最重要的事就是 Christ，
the most important word is Christ。
那第二件事情，第二个最重要的是
the most important，
要义。你如果不在的话，跟你没有关系。第三个是要 provide，
thirdly is provide。
那弟兄姊妹在圣经里面的话，有两个很重要、很重要的对西的这个句子。
And scripture there are two important phrases.
一个叫做在基督里。
One is in Christ.
一个是基督在我里。
The other one is Christ in me.
今天这两个有没有不同？
I want to ask you, so the difference between the two.
有没有不同？
Is it different?
啊，你现在都不敢回答。
Then you guys give me any answers.
在基督里。
In Christ.
讲到一个地位，讲到一个职阶。
Speaks of a position, speaks of a rank.
就在美国。
Sorry, America.
你在美国
You're in America.
就马上就 让人家知道你的信息是在美国
Everybody who hears it will know that you're in the realm You're in the realm of America.
那另外一个境界叫做不正美国就是 outside of 这个 America.
The other realm is outside of America.
所以在基督里
So in Christ
是这样一个境界
Speak of a realm.
那不在基督里
If you're not in Christ
在哪里
Where are you?
不在哪里不在基督里就都在亚当里
If you're not in Christ then you are in hell
我们只有两种的境界可以在
There are only two realms you can exist in
我生下来就是在亚当里
Indeed you were born in hell
生下来就是在建造的里
You were in this old creation
所以当我们接受了耶稣以后
Only when you receive Jesus
我们被带到基督里来
You transferred into Christ
所以我们换了一个境界
So you're now in a total different realm
我们是完全不同的境界
We're in a complete different realm
在基督里
You're in a
新的境界
It's a new
的地位
It's a new position
新的身份
It's a new It's a new position
我们新的前途 Everything new
We have a brand new future Everything is new
如果有人在基督里他就是新造的人就是以后一切都是新的
Any man being Christ a new creation The old has passed away
在基督里
讲到信息的问题 In Christ talks about the position of the realm that you are
讲到定位的问题
talks about the position of the realm
比较是客观的
and it's more objective
在基督里面我们就得到赦免
so in Christ our sins are forgiven
在基督里面我们得以与神和好
in Christ we're reconciled to God
在基督里面我们被因信称义了
in Christ we're being righteous because of faith
在基督里面我们可以与神为乐
in Christ we can have Joy of the Lord is a joy.
哎呀，我们在基督里面有这么多、这么多、这么多属灵的祝福和应许。
In Christ, we have this abundance of spiritual blessings.
因为我们被放到一个全新的境界，叫做众基督。
Because we are placed in this completely realm called in Christ.
基督在我里呢
？And we say Christ in me.
基督在我里面。
When Christ is in me,
比较是重在主观上。
This speaks something that's more subjective.
基督成了我的生命。
Christ is my life.
基督成了我的圣洁。
Christ is become my all.
基督成了我一切一切，他是我的喜乐，他是我的满足，他是我的 everything.
Christ is my everything. He's my joy. He's my satisfaction.
而他把我带进一切在基督里该有的福分和应许。
He brings me into this realm of all the blessings that are in Christ.
在基督里比较尊重客观。
So.Being in Christ is more objective than the outside.
基督在我里面比较偏重主观。
Christ in me is something that's more personal, subjective.
那住在基督里跟住基督里又怎么样不一样
？I want to ask you about being in Christ and in Christ. What is the difference?
对不起，我开口必须先把这些核心词让我们介绍。
Can you please forgive me? I gotta straighten out all these terminologies for everyone, so we keep going on everybody can understand.
听清楚了哈，在基督里比较是客观的，基督在我里面是主观的。
In Christ is something that's more objective. Christ in me is something more personal, subjective.
好，那我们现在来看客观的在基督里。
And now we're going to look at in Christ is objective portion.
那在基督里跟住在基督里有什么不一样
？Let's think about in Christ and abiding in Christ is different.
住在基督里是讲到客观中的主观。
Abiding in Christ is the
在基督里是讲到客观中的主观。
It's the truth, the subjective truth.
这个只有聪明人才听得懂的。
Where's the wise and understanding on top of that?
也只有聪明人才翻译得出来。
Why the chair?
他这里有点复杂，但是你听我讲就不复杂。
I'll try to explain a little more.
在基督里比较尊重客观。
In Christ is something that is more objective.
你想到一个新的地位、新的境界。
His new position is new and all.
在基督里我得到了很多丰富的应许。
And in Christ I receive all these great blessings.
然后注意在基督里是讲到我在客观中。客观的地位、客观的境界里面，我怎么真正进入去实现它去
记得 ？But in Christ, it means objectively how I enter into this realm of in Christ, of experiencing all the blessings that is in Christ.
所以要跟你讲说，住在基督里是讲到客观中的主观，只有我们在座的人懂哈。
So we talk about my in Christ is subjective experience, the objective truth of all blessings.
它其实是真的很重要
，this is very important.
这三个字都重要。
These three words are very important.
第一个基督最重要。
The very first word of Christ.
第二个你们在基督里重要，这是我们得救给我们带来。
Suddenly in Christ we have this because we are saved.
我们没有得救就不可能在基督。
You are not saved. There's no way for you to be in Christ.
那第三个是 abide in Christ 或者 abide in Christ 住在基督里，这是我们得胜的路。
And this third word, abide in Christ, is our only way to be saved.
不光叫我们得救，如果在基督里。
Now when we say that we are now in Christ,
我们只能住在基督里，我们可以过就是得胜。
You are abiding in Christ, we can be victorious.
我们可以过完全不一样的生
活。We can live a life that is completely different.
曾经有人讲过一句话，不晓得是不是女人讲的。
I heard the saying one time, the fellow that started with some lady or some woman that said,
他说所有的男人都会死，但是只有很少的男人真正活过。
And she said, all men will die, but very few men truly live.
这个弟兄们都不可以的。
So the brothers are just,
这句话讲的实在很恐怖哈。
This word is very cool, right?
所有的男人都会死，但是很少的男人真正活过。
All men will die, but only few men truly live.
但是我们今天也要讲，就是
But we also want to say something.
所有的基督徒都在基督里。
Every Christian is in Christ.
但是不是所有的基督徒都活在住在基督里
？But not every Christian is abiding in Christ.
住在基督里 ，abide 或者 abiding 都用一个现在或现在进行式。
Abiding in Christ is a present progressive tense.
它是一个持续的事情。
Something that is continuing.
它是一个。它是一个生命的连续
，it is a connection of life.
它不是一个偶然的经历
，it is not something that you experience occasionally.
虽然我们不成熟的时候，我们常常是一个偶然的经历。
So we are immature oftentimes, this is an experience that we have in time.
但是基督所做成的，或是圣灵所要我们进入的，是一种持续的。是一种生命自然的情
形。What the Holy Spirit is doing, what Christ has accomplished, is leading us into this progressive, continuing experience.
上海教会长老毕成华长老弟兄，他曾经在生命的信息里面讲过。
Elder in Shanghai, he one time spoke of this particular message.
他对基督徒跟主之间生命里面的依靠，或是生命里面的连接。
And Christians, the reliance and the connection of their life with the Lord Jesus.
而且不是像汽车没有油的时候去加油。
It's not like a car without gas, so you try to get to the station, get more gas.
哇，充满了很舒服哦，可以放心的跑一段路。
A lot of gas, keep going and drive long distances.
它是基督徒跟主之间的关系。
It's the relationship between Christian and His Lord.
它是一种依靠的关系。
A relationship of reliance.
它是就像器官跟血液的一样。
Just like the organs and the blood.
那个血是一直在这里循环，一直在这里循环。
The blood
is 一直的事情
，keeps flowing over and over through your system.
这样子出去，这样子进来，出去出去，这样子进来，它是持续的。
It goes out and in, goes out and in, it's a continual thing.
它不是等到快空了没有了才去接。
You run empty and then you go to gas.
那就是完全正好，就是我大学我的 roommate 跟我讲的话。
But this is a use of words that my roommate spoke to me about when I was college.
或者一个礼拜的时候，这个上课忙啊，就是啊，累得不得了。礼拜天是那个车子经常吐过一滴油，滑进家门上一样，他回到教会去听讲道。
The entire week I'm exhausted, I'm doing everything, even services. And on Sunday I feel like I can't, just running empty, driving the church because of God.
他回去弄满了以后，他讲回来。
公司的一个挥霍，那就是发生的话，
所以说想要 go and do the rest of the things that I'm going to do for the year，
那这个事情就是我们的事情。
This is my change more than。
我们可能真的就是每个礼拜来听个道，然后我们给点力，我们又在做。
So every Sunday we come before God, we get a little charged up, and then go back and do it.
那好一点的基督徒呢，是每一次灵修、成功、祷告的时候，我们被 recharge。
So we get more mature Christian every time he has his devotion time, he comes and does his quiet time drawing near the Lord, he's recharged.
那更好一点的基督徒呢，还包括一天三顿吃饭的时候。
So even better Christian, even while you're saying grace, doing this, you're still being discharged.
吃饭完起来，让整个人被圣灵充满了。
And after the grace, and they are actually filled with the Holy Spirit.
这样子的基督徒一个职场的时候
，These Christians are what we are like.
We thank you for your listening, and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries.If you are willing to support us with money, please click Donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.